standing in the possibility of a dream like maybe you and me. What I know I never knew before, when I opened my heart, I opened up to explore.
Hello, everyone. That was Standing in the Possibility with Elaine Silver. And we'd like to welcome you tonight to Let's Find Out. This is where the metaphysical is brought down to earth and made accessible to all. This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Elizabeth has the night off. I'm here tonight with Allie Cheslick. And Allie's been changing people's lives for the past 21 years as a professional consultant to celebrities from many walks of life. Authors, psychics, mediums, doctors, lawyers, housewives, CEOs, metaphysical practitioners, paranormal teams, and light workers. Allie's love is felt in every reading, and her tell-it-like-it-is attitude is refreshing and authentic. I think that has to do with the New Yorker. Allie's reputation and comedic personality have earned her a very loyal following and a large local and international radio fan base. Her compassion, integrity, and humor give her the ability to make people feel as though she is part of their family, a friend, someone who they can trust. Welcome, Allie Cheslick. How are you tonight?
Hi, Bonnie. Thank you for having me. I'm good. And it's freezing in New York. Freezing.
Oh, my goodness. I know I'm not that far from you. I'm right inside Bucks County, Pennsylvania. So we could throw a stone and hit each other, probably.
How far is that? I'm like upstate in Albany, but I actually used to live in 1986, because my son was born in Allentown Hospital.
Okay, not far from Allentown at all, maybe half an hour.
Yes. I actually liked it there. Yeah, it was nice there.
Beautiful.
Then I moved back to New York.
It's beautiful, but it's cold, honey. Woo!
Yeah. I spent a little bit of the winter that year my son was born, and then I was like, okay, trying to go back to New York.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's not better. One of these days, I'm going to go to Arizona, I think, get a little bit of warmth. I'd like to let everyone know that you have that gift of knowing. You have the psychic ability, and I'm curious, and I'm sure our listeners are too, when did you first come to know that you had the gift?
You know, it's interesting, because a lot of us, you know, and it's funny because I asked the same question. Because that's sort of the common ground for the majority of us, is that we were probably between the ages of 4 to 6, 7, 8 years old when we had, for me it was about the age of 5. Of course I had what my mom would call my imaginary friend, who was actually my spirit guide. And of course I didn't know her name, and it's interesting, and just on a little quick side note, you know, people are always wondering what their spirit guide's names are and things like that. And I just encourage people to understand that you don't actually have to know your guide's name. It's just the acknowledgement of their energy connected to you and that they're there to help you. And that's really what they appreciate, because names have no real definitive meaning to them on the other side.
Right.
You know. And I didn't know mine's names. And anyway, it was fine. And I still don't to this day, because I just kind of nicknamed her my Pooka. She's Native American, and she was my first vision of something, very ethereal. And really, I kind of always knew things, but I grew up in a household where my mom was Jewish and Italian, more the Jew.
My dad's
Lebanese. Well, he was. My dad passed away. So I really grew up in a very Judeo-Christian household. I always knew things, and I would say things, and I'd get myself in trouble because I was deemed I had a big mouth, or I was a know-it-all. I wanted to be the center of attention. And then when things started happening and they were pretty accurate, you know, then my mom would just say that it was, and my grandmother, it's coincidental. Okay.
All right.
And really, as I got older, through my teens, I really kind of just kept to myself in terms of what I could see and know. Sometimes I would help other people or counsel other kids that would come to me, because everybody came to me with their questions, even people that I didn't associate with. And you know, and I always seem to have just the right answers. And what do I know? I just thought I was smart. And it wasn't until I actually lived in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I was 20 years old. I just gave birth to my son, who's now 24. And I met a psychic from Canada at my mailbox at the apartment building I lived in. And she asked me to come to my apartment for coffee. And I'm from New York, everybody, you know, and I've got that, come to my house, let me feed you, you know.
Sure, yes.
So
a little bit
over.
Of Italian in there, that's where that comes from.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. And so, you know, she had come over the next day, and she read my aura. And it was the first time I had ever heard the word aura. Now, let's face it, back then, I mean, I'm 44. I know you're about the same age, or you're younger than me.
Right.
You know, I mean, we heard about the 900 lines of psychics. Everybody knew Dionne Warwick, Miss Cleo, the whole
Dionne
nine yards,
Warwick.
Right? Yeah, you know, call me darling now, you know, that kind of thing with Miss Cleo. But, you know, I never really kind of put two and two together. I never questioned it. It just knew that it was always a natural part of who I was. And so she read my aura, told me what colors were there, and I thought, oh, my God, that's so cool. And then I thought, okay, this lady is a freak. And then she told me what she did for a living, and she was actually there working on a big murder case at that time, and that was in 1986. And she said, you know, and she did a little reading for my son, who I have to say, you know, and I can't remember a name, but I have to honor that energy of that relationship at that time.
Yes.
She actually, the thing she actually told me so far about my son, everything has come true so far. And it was funny because she said to me at the time, in 20 years from now, you're going to be doing what I'm doing full on. And I thought, I do bookkeeping and I'm a waitress. I don't think, and a hairdresser. I'm like, nah, I don't think so. And here I am, you know, 20 years later doing exactly what she said I was going to do. So,
isn't that incredible? Now tell me, when she gave you that information, what did it feel like to you? I know your first reaction is because not, well, just because you explained it, but because that's what our first off-the-cuff reaction would be. But how did it resonate with you at that time?
Well, it was interesting because she gave me what we would constitute as a reading, right? You know, but I just thought it was, you know, conversation. And
right.
She touched on so many things that I could acknowledge and I could resonate with. That's why I said it was kind of freaky because, you know, I didn't understand how she knew so much about me. And then she took me past, present, and then gave me some cues and clues into my future. And I thought that was interesting because, well, she got a lot of my past correct and a lot of what was going on me at that point energetically, there must be something to it. And she then explained to me what a psychic medium was. And that's really where I learned where the terminology or the names came in.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had a battle with the terminology of being psychic. You know, I prefer to call myself spiritual medium or a spiritual communicator. I work with the angels. You know,
well,
you know,
sure, because that name has gotten such a bad rap over the years from different people who have just taken such advantage, the gypsies, you know, who have really taken advantage and said, you know, I can tell you your fortune. If you give me $1,000, I'll take that curse off of your husband or whatever it is. And that's all full of crap. You get
stuff
like that.
Well, they'll put a curse on someone for you, too, but, you know.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, that's kind of, you know, where my energy's at. And you know, I mean, and honestly, you know, psychic in Greek actually means soul. And so in that perspective, everybody is psychic because everybody has a soul. It's just a matter of what you choose to do with your own intuition, what you choose to do with the acknowledgement of spirit, and where you take it from there. Some people are amazing psychics, right, amazing intuitives, but they are just everyday people who choose not to really walk that path.
Right. And that's actually the term that I like to use about myself. I like the word intuitive. That way, because everyone can relate to that. We all have gut instincts. We all have intuition. And I think, well, Elizabeth puts it like this. She says that we can all sing, but none of us are Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand can sing. So we all have intuitive gifts. Not all of us are going to be the next great thing, but we all have the ability. We can all do it. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a minute. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Allie Cheslick, everybody. Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. Elizabeth Joyce was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing, and she has studied with some of the world's best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul, and she's created a teaching and informative website. The website, new-visions.com, has more than 1 million visitors since 2005, and Visions of Reality can help you guide your future by working within. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness classes, and she writes informative articles and books, as well as personal one-on-one counseling with her psychic awareness. For more than 30 years, she has worked with clients worldwide to help them reach their highest potential. She removes blocks, talks with the other side, performs regressions, and clears haunted spaces. She'll guide your finances, love life, relationships, and family life, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance and pleasure. So visit new-visions.com for more information.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Next week,
on January 30th,
our guest will be Sharon Lynn Wythe. Sharon has written a book called Know the Name, Know the Person. This is a very special book, and it's the first book to use mnemology science to divulge how to interpret a name and how a person thinks, feels, and behaves. Mnemology science is the study of the placement of letters in your name and how they interact with each other to divulge hidden secrets about someone's character.
Mnemology science can be extremely useful, especially at work, with your family and friends, and when you choose to name your children. So come join Sharon and I as we talk about the letters in your name and the science of mnemology, Sunday night, January 30th at 9 p.m. Eastern, and let's all find out.
Infuse by Blossom Spring is a safe, all-natural herbal formula that provides an infusion of youthful hormone production. Created to support female health, this formula has been shown to balance hormones, and in just a few months, you will notice firmer breasts, increased lubrication, and a heightened level of desire. Say goodbye to PMS and menopause symptoms, girls. The herbs in Infuse have been used for centuries by many cultures around the world for balancing hormones, regulating menses, relieving menopause symptoms, and promoting breast health. Increased libido and sexual function are the result of this healthy balance of nutrients. Just one capsule in the morning and one in the evening can reset your body's own natural rhythm. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All Blossom Spring ingredients are listed on the FDA's generally regarded as safe list. Visit blossomspring.com for more information. You are listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bonnie McDade, and we're talking tonight with Allie Cheslick, and we're just discussing the different methods, I guess, of tuning into your psychic ability and what you would prefer to call it. I like the word intuition myself. But I was curious, Allie, what is it that you use? What is your preferred method, tarot, psychometry, when you're doing a reading?
I don't use anything.
Okay, so you do a cold reading.
No.
Okay.
And cold readings to me are phony readings. No, I just use the gifts of spirit. You know, I just, before I get into a reading or whatever it is I'm doing, I just do a quick meditation. And, for me, it's just a vibrational connection to spirit. And so I work with my spirit guides. I work with my angels. I work with the person's spirit guides that I connect to. I work with loved ones on the other side. And, I really, you know, it's interesting because back in 1996, 97, I was using tarot cards, as, you know, that's when I first actually started using them. And I liked them. It wasn't that I didn't. And I don't necessarily use tarot cards now. I have angel oracle decks. Everything I do is with the angels anyway. So I have every angel deck you could think of. Of course, you know, everybody knows Doreen Virtues, you know, has most of the decks out. So I probably have just about every single one of the angel decks. On occasion I use them for myself or, you know, maybe for someone in my family, or for a friend, you know, just to get clarity for something. But in general, I just don't use any of those particular tools because I found that even though there's meanings to the cards, you know, the information I was getting was going so much deeper and much more profound than what was on the cards. And so, you know, little by little, I sort of, you know, just separated myself from using tarot cards and I just kind of, it's just me and you and that's it and spirit.
Right. Now, I understand because if I read auras and I read the person's energy field, but I know what you mean about the cards. When you have a question for yourself, sometimes it's a little hard to get clarity when it's you or when it's someone who's near and dear to you, like a family member. Then you would pull out the tools and get a little bit of a finer tuning, right?
I mean, yeah, I don't make it a habit of reading family members, but there are situations that I'll be forewarned about, and then I'll just pass it on a few times with my husband.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, he just thinks it's because I'm his wife that I'm just, you know, giving him a hard time. and I have to differentiate and tell him, you know, this is your wife, the intuitive, not your wife, the pain in the neck. And
yes.
I have to tell him that, you know, this is what I'm seeing intuitively. And then he just kind of yeses me to death. And there's been plenty of situations over the last few years, especially, where those things have come to fruition that I said. And then I looked at him and I said, remember, I told you, I'm psychic. That's stupid. So, you know, but I mean, I read people's energies and auras. And I mean, those, if you're considering those tools, I just consider that the natural process of just being an intuitive and connecting to all there is. So that's what I do. That's the best way I can explain it.
Okay. Well, I know that you also teach intuitive awareness type classes. What do you recommend to people who, say, are beginning to feel like maybe they do have a touch of the gift? What kind of advice would you give to someone who would like to really investigate that part of themselves?
Well, you know, that's the thing is there's really no right or wrong way to learn to open up. You know, it depends on where they are. What I find with a lot of students is the one thing that they all have in common, even though they want to know and some of them really want to be able to have that connection, but the one underlying energy that every single one of them have is fear. And so I always have to clarify for them exactly what that fear is. You know, and many other people use the same definition that I do, so I'm not a rocket genius here in saying that I came up with it, but it's false evidence appearing real. So in terms of their fears with connecting to spirit, there's no fear because there's nothing there to hurt you. There's nothing there that's going to frighten you, and it's depending on who you're connecting to. I don't encourage people using a Ouija board. I don't encourage certain other things. That's just not my cup of tea, and I've had bad experiences with it. Everything that I talk and I teach about comes from my own personal experience. So I always tell people, this is how when I speak my truth will always be my truth, may not be yours, but it's still mine. And, you know, your right. truth is yours, and it may not be mine, but if I connect myself to you and then to everybody else, and we all kind of speak our truth, somewhere in all of that in combination, there's that universal truth, that universal belief system, that deeper understanding. So I usually try to, for me, when I work with a student, I have to go by what their goals are, where their desires are. I intuitively feel out what I think they're would be perfect doing, because even though someone may be highly intuitive or highly empathic, doesn't necessarily make them a medium. Not everybody in my belief is a medium. Right. Mediums are made, you know, they're born, not made.
Right.
You can't just wake up one day and say, oh, I'm a medium, and then do the work. I mean, you can do the work, you may be awesome at it, but you didn't just wake up that way. It's been in you since you're born, and this is the moment in time you decided to allow it to kind of spring up and open up.
That's right. Oh, that's a good way to put it, yes. Yep.
You know, that's been my belief, the way I feel. You know, I really cater to each student. There are some books that I encourage people to read, you know, to opening up and understanding what it is. So I'll recommend Doreen, or I'll recommend some other authors. I'll recommend people read the Four Agreements. You know, I'll recommend that people read a little Tao Te Ching, a little Wayne Dyer. You know, I kind of get them to read a little bit of everything and then see where their energy falls and what resonates with them, and then I kind of go from there and I create a course that's tailored to that person.
Okay, so you help them to tap into their own natural leanings.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Because not everybody's meant to do what we do. You know,
that's right.
Like you guys, I was reading all about you and Elizabeth, and you know, and the vibrational healing you do with the hugging, and I've always been the hugger of souls, as people have called me. So I'd probably be right in alignment with you two with, you know, that hugging energy. But there's not everybody is, you know, not everybody belongs in the forefront. Even with that, there are people that are medical intuitives that, you know, that's their niche. And so that's where they should concentrate their energy on. So, you know, I would recommend some holistic, you know, pamphlets for them to read or books for them to read. My husband's a physician assistant in orthopedics. And so my husband's intuitive, you know, he does that kind of stuff. He doesn't do it for everybody, but he'll know. He'll just know what's wrong with someone, and usually he's right. So,
of course, you don't get into that kind of a line of business without having something, well, deep inside of you that is telling you and leading you. And a lot of times nurses seem to have more of the gift than doctors. And, well, I think the way it works, the way I understand it, is it comes from love. If you've got that in you, in your spirit, and you're able to really connect to someone, not because you want to tell them something about them and prove that you're right, but because you have a caring, you have an empathy about you, and you want to make the world a better place, then you're going to get in touch with that part of you that can get those answers.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I say all the time on my own show, you know, you have to love everybody. You don't have to like everyone, and there's a difference, you know,
right.
Because at the end of the day, you know, and it was something that, and I'll just kind of touch on it briefly, but when I went into surgery in 2008, I had a very profound experience, and I ended up having to have 4 transfusions while I was in the hospital. And I had I had what I consider a near-death experience without actually dying, but I was on my way tanking out until they actually started giving me some blood. And it was a very profound experience with, and I was in a church setting in this energy that I was in. And, it made me realize when I woke up that I've always been a very loving person. I'm a mush pot. I'm an Aries, you know, I'm all about the free love and the hugs and kisses and smoochies and tushy pinches and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But the other side of me is also very realistic. And let's face it, you know, you're not going to like everybody. You're not going to like everything that they say or do or even their actions. And you don't have to. But at the end of the day, if that person needed something from you, you're going to give it to them. Or if you needed something from them, irregardless of how you feel about them, you're going to get it. And so what I mean by that very quickly is when I got those blood transfusions, they could have been from people that I could have thought were my mortal enemies. But, you know, it didn't matter because it was blood, and blood is the gift of life. And it doesn't matter where it comes from as long as it's a match to what you need to keep you surviving in your physical body. And that's what people have to realize. You know, you may not like someone because of their race, creed, color, religious belief, or whatever the case is, but when you're in a position of such vulnerability, and that particular person is the one that actually is going to save your life, you're going to think very differently.
That's right. You know what, too? It's very easy to judge from a third-dimensional perspective. We all live here on this planet together, and we all have to drive the kids to soccer practice. We all have to do laundry. We have to live in this world.
Yeah.
But if we're able to stop and remember that we don't – this is not our home. This is our trip to summer camp. We're here to learn something. This is not reality, if you will. When we are back home, we're all the same color, we're all the same shape, we're all glowing light beings. So coming here and choosing to have the background of Jewish, Italian, New Yorker, that's something that's very individual for your experience for this life, but that is not who you are.
Oh, absolutely
right?
Not. But no, of course not. I know that I'm I know that I'm a wise old soul in this semi-hot, chubby body. But the thing for me is, you know, I also take a very realistic approach to it because let's face it, the majority of people have not awoken yet and don't have that deeper understanding, have not had those, you know, poignant moments in their life or those aha moments where they realize that they are so much more than the sum of their physical body. And so, you know, in when I do my shows, when I guest on shows, when I do my, you know, readings and other things, I bring a very realistic, down-to-earth approach to it, one that everybody can understand from somebody who's got only a seventh-grade education up to, you know, Einstein. Because really, we are so many different souls on the planet, and, you know, and you're not meant to read for everybody, but the message that you share, the information that you give out, is absolutely for everybody. You know, discrimination.
There's no,
oh, this is for college people only. No, there's none of that. This is for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm very straightforward, very to the point. You know, and, you know, some people like me, some don't. Either way, it's okay because, you know, they're listening to know they like me and they're listening to know they don't like me. And at some point, something I say to both sides of the fence are going to have a little aha moment in realization and go, oh, wait a second, that's what she talked about. Now I get it.
And there so you go. There you go. Well, that's your purpose.
That's kind of the energy. Yeah.
Yeah, your purpose is to bring this information, right?
Yeah, and I, you know, and again, I do a lot of energy work. I do a lot of healing work. You know, I know I'm a natural born healer. You know, I'm in the process of getting my Reiki mastership and other stuff. And that I do for me, not for anybody else, because I know that when I send out healing and when I call upon the angels, when I invoke Michael and Raphael and Gabriel and Ariel and Azrael and Zadkiel and everybody else, you know, I know that I'm working on a whole nother vibe and a whole nother level. I've had two visual experiences with Archangel Michael in 97 and 98, 96 and 97. You know, and it was very profound again for me. And it was funny because the second time I had the interaction with Michael, my husband now was my kind of sort of boyfriend then. And he was there that night. And so he saw what I experienced after I had the interaction. And, you know, and he immediately the next day went out and bought me an Archangel necklace of Michael to wear. And, you know, I've had this, you know, really strong vibe and connection. You know, energetically, I know that, you know, I've talked to people where when I'm done with them, they're like, they'll call me up and they're like, I feel like I'm stoned. And I'm like, awesome, have fun. You know, your energy is like, da, 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 da.
Right. But and you know, like, too, for anyone who's listening, this is not about ego. This is not about what I can do, what you can do. These angels, they come through us. They are not...
Yeah.
We're not doing this for you. They are doing this through us for you. When you find you're in a place when you're stuck and you can't find healing through traditional methods, or you can't find answers through traditional therapies or what have you, that's when you seek out someone who is in touch with this, with the other side, someone like a shaman, someone like a reader, like a medium, who can help to get you the answers and the healing that you need, right?
I am the furthest thing from ego. And I have to be honest, I speak out against other people that are really walking in ego. I call you out on your stuff, you know.
Well, there you go.
I'm sorry, Allie, we're
going to have to take another break right here, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with Allie Chesley.
Okay.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Youth in a Jar is an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark.
Ascension, accessing the fifth dimension, the truth about 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension. How to access the fifth dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out, and it's now time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. This week, our recommendation is Buddha by Deepak Chopra. In this very beautifully written novel, we accompany Buddha throughout his life. We watch the little boy as he struggles not only with the big questions about life, but also the everyday things that we all learn from. Family responsibilities, relationships with peers, and discerning right and wrong through experiences with teachers and role models. We accompany him as he makes the difficult decision to leave his home and family to seek out enlightenment. Something modern seekers also deal with in varying degrees. Buddha learns the answers not only to his, but our deepest questions, and in doing so, he shows us how we too can obtain inner peace through an acceptance of the reality that good and evil, birth and death, suffering and pleasure are all parts of life. And none of these things truly matters to the real you. So the real keys to mastering our physical selves are truly within our reach, if only we learn to get out of our own way. Read Buddha by Deepak Chopra. I bet you'll never look at life the same way again. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net. You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was one as we sail into the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic.
And of course, that was Van Morrison with Into the Mystic from the album Moon Dance, one of my favorites. You know how hard it was not to sing with that clip? Oh, okay. Now, if you'd like what you're hearing tonight and you'd like to advertise with us on Let's Find Out, you can send an email to me at bonniemcdade@gmail.com and we'll discuss the details. And right now, we're back with Allie Cheslick. Allie right now is currently in the process of writing two books. You want to tell us a little bit about those?
Excuse me. The one book is a guided book from the angels, and it's daily inspirational, I guess, sayings that people can resonate with. So the book is going to be designed where whatever page you flip to, that's your mantra, your energy, your love for the day. And something that, you know, and that's something that people can actually, it's going to be, you know, a little bit bigger than pocket size, but one that anybody can slip into, a pocketbook, a jacket, a briefcase, something that's, you know, someone can carry with them. And at any moment, if they're feeling tense or stressed or anything, just, you know, pull the book out, flip it to a page, and just read the energy from the page, and I'll have some photographs in the book, and just kind of let yourself kind of go to another space and release whatever is ailing you at that moment. So that's the one that I'm working on currently, and I'm almost done with this one. And the other one is...
Holly, I got to say, I love that idea. I would love to have that in my pocket. While you were just talking about that, I felt it just sort of resonate with me. How great that would be to just have that on my desk. You have a difficult phone call or something happens when you're in the middle of your hectic day. If you can just reach over and flip a page and just get a little nugget of hope or love or some blessing, what a great idea.
Yeah, or just a little reminder about how special you really are. You know, I say to people all the time, you know, I believe in God. Other people say creator. Some people say supreme being. And I'll be honest, when I hear people say supreme being, I want to order a pizza. But I refer to him and I say him as God.
Sure.
You know, God doesn't make any junk. We're all beautiful, amazing human beings. Really, we truly are. You know, people, you know, and God doesn't do ugly. People do ugly. And,
right.
And so, you know, when I talk about anything, like you had said on the break, it's not about ego. I'm the last person on the planet that's about ego. I'm about reminding everybody else that, you know, you are love. And on every show, I tell people I love, honor, and appreciate them. And that's really the truth of it for me. I do. I love everyone. And I've had people say, how do you do that? My heart's big enough to do that, you know.
Well, that's why I brought that up, because that's the way, for anyone listening, that's the way to discern between a gypsy and someone who's just in it for the money and someone who's genuinely interested in your well-being.
You know, and here's the thing, you know, I work with all kinds of people. I mean, I've been raped twice, and I still appreciate and I honor that energy of those mishaps in my life. I've been an abused wife. This is my second marriage. The first husband, well, you know, he died, and, you know, I like to think that I killed him off, but no, I won't go there. I'm just kidding around. But you see, and I also bring like a sense of humor to things because, you know, I'm gassy sometimes, so I have to be funny. So, you know, I couple all that together and I present myself to people and go, look, you know, I am just the mirror image of who you really are, and who you really are is a loving human being, irregardless of your finances, you know, where you live, any of those things. I never look at that. I look at you as the soul. When I look at someone, I look at them on a very soulful level. So on the front end of the show, you asked me what tools I use. My one biggest tool that I use are my eyes, my spirit, my connection to your soul. I read you from a soul purpose. I read you from that energy. And that is where I take you. So when I'm with people, I try to lift them up, put them into this beautiful little, just soft little kind of cloud, cotton tissue thingy, and then carry them so that they understand, you know. And one of the things I always encourage people to remember is go read Footprints in the Sand, because every single one of us at some point has walked that walk.
That's,
you know,
the truth.
And God loves every one of us unconditionally. You know, I work with parents of murdered children, out of San Diego and a few other places. And, you know, one of the things I have to sometimes, and it's tough, but you remind people that, you know, God doesn't do these things, you know, don't blame God, you know, and out of it, what can we get out of that for the parent? What can we get out of that for the family? How can we help you with that healing? You know, and so that's part of the work that I do. And when I say I want everybody to understand this is not about me. This is about me, though, in terms of who I am, and I'm part of the whole. I'm part of everybody. You know, so, you know, I do this work for us.
That's right. Wonderful.
You know,
now, we're going to take our final break, Allie. When we get back, we'd like to hear about your other book and about any final thoughts that you may have. We'll be right back.
Okay.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Next week,
on January 30th,
our guest will be Sharon Lynn Wythe. Sharon has written a book called Know the Name, Know the Person. This is a very special book, and it's the first book to use mnemology science to divulge how to interpret a name and how a person thinks, feels, and behaves. Mnemology science is the study of the placement of letters in your name and how they interact with each other to divulge hidden secrets about someone's character.
Mnemology science can be extremely useful, especially at work, with your family and friends, and when you choose to name your children. So come join Sharon and I as we talk about the letters in your name and the science of mnemology. Sunday night, January 30th at 9 p.m. Eastern, and let's all find out.
Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th, 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Kallman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle White Dove, Susan Chomsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malacu. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. Hope to see you aboard.
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net. You are listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. Hello, everyone. We're back with Allie. Allie, tell us a little bit about your book, The Blessings in Disguise.
I named it Blessings in Disguise because all of us, you know, and it's based upon my life and my story, but intertwined with other stories. And the year of 1991, after my daughter was born, when I wanted to commit suicide, and God gave me a very clearly defined sign and said, you know, there was more for me. And so it's based on that. And it's a story that I think many people will be able to resonate with on many different levels. And one that's going to be written to encourage people to remember that even in the worst set of circumstances, you can find the gift of a positive vibe and a victorious energy to it and move forward in your life and be victorious. So I take people from being a victim and playing a victim, because you and I both know that some people revel in that energy for a lot of time, a lot of years in their life. So changing that vibe and having them find, you know, the positive side to every negative experience and making it so that it's not the main focus of their life, and to refocus and reshift their energy to know that, you know, we are to be abundant, loving, healthful, you know, and infinitely blessed people. And, you know, so it's my reminder to everybody how much, you know, I love, honor, and appreciate them by sharing that story and also giving them some tools along the way to encourage them on how to change their life and how to.
And where can we get that book?
Well, I'm in the process of writing it, so hopefully it'll be out very soon. I've been trying to scramble and get everything done.
And of course, yes, I know what that's like, the last minute get her done, right?
and of course, you know, because you girls do the radio show, you know, I have my show and scheduling guests and then clients. And so it's a very hectic thing, especially I'm just like a one-chick band at the moment, although I have my daughters assisting me with a lot of new stuff. So I'm very excited, and part of my walk is to connect to other souls like yourself, and Elizabeth, and other people that are walking in this life, because ultimately all of us are here at various levels, with various skills and various capabilities and soulful experiences to say, you know, we're here for you, we're going to help you, we're here to elevate you to your highest and greatest good, and it's because we love, honor, and appreciate you and who you are.
That's
wonderful. I'm going to tell you. I'm a big
mushpot. That's beautiful. Thank you, Allie. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Let's Find Out. And on that note, we're actually going to end with the oneness meditation tonight, because we are all one. Yes. You all have a good week, and join us next week on Let's Find Out. Good night. Tuning into the world around you and experiencing the vibrations of the new energies is nothing short of magical. We will now begin the Oneness with Nature meditation. Sit still with your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap. Take a nice deep breath in. Let it out. Breathe in. And release it. One more time in. And let it out. Now feel your spirit. Imagine the energy that is the real you as it flows through your physical body. Sense the vibrations as they course through and around you. Expand your energy and sense the lightness of it. Now contract your energy. Bring it in nice and close to your skin. Now that we've experienced these sensations, let's send our spirits out into the world. Let's become one with everything around us. Imagine your energy expanding and flowing from your body in every direction. Allow it to flow into the floor at your feet. Experience the energy patterns in the tile or the carpeting. Become in sync with it. Expand out now to the chair and become one with it. Push yourself out to the walls and become one with the entire structure of the building. Now move out into the grass. The flowers. Really feel the vibrations of the soil. Now move into the trees growing from that soil.
feel the birds in the branches of the trees? And go out into the very air that whispers through the limbs. We are the stones. We are the water. We are the asphalt. We are at one with everything around us. We send out love. And we feel the love return to us. This is true bliss. We now are the purest form of our beings that we can ever be. Now gently, very slowly, bring yourself back into the tree and down into the soil, across the grass and into the building. Now feel your spirit as it comes back into the room, across the floor, back into the chair, and finally back into the proximity of your physical body. You can begin to wiggle your fingers and toes and bring yourself back into your waking consciousness. Thank you. Thank you.